Good morning, my sisters and brothers. This is Fernanda Smith with Spoken Word, and I would first off like to start off by saying I thank God for being able to be back with you guys again. Obviously, and unfortunately, I've been battling the big bad wolf called lupus, and it's been an adventure, but I do have faith in my God that He will provide and that He will heal. I wanted to come to you with a little devotion about faith. Faith placed in God prevails. Faith placed everyone else is going to do nothing but fail. At its core, faith is believing that someone or something will be worthwhile in your life. The problem with the world is not that people lack in faith. The problem is that their faith is misplaced. Okay? Most people put their faith in things or in people that someday will prove themselves to be unreliable or unfulfilling. And I know a lot. I know that has happened to a lot of us. I can admit that it has happened to me. Have you ever been hesitant about faith in your future because of people or the circumstances in your life are unreliable or basically have let you down? I mean, I know that has happened to me. But I have come a long ways. My God has brought me a long ways. Trusting in Him has brought me from a place that I would never, ever want to go back again. See, for faith to ultimately work and to last, it must be placed in something that will not fail in the future. And God is the only unfailing place that you can put your faith. He always makes good on His promises. He does what He says He is going to do. I don't know nobody that has trusted Him and said that they've been disappointed. All you have to do is believe. Believe and trust Him, and God will provide. He heals. God does do what He says He can do. You can hold on to those promises. Nothing and nobody else but God is worthy of complete trust. See, Mark 11, 22 and 23 says, have faith in God. All that is required is that you really believe and do not doubt in your heart. God wants to take care of us. When you find yourself in certain situations, pray. Don't worry. Pray. Worrying is only evidence of you not having enough trust in God, and you must trust Him. God has our best interest at heart. Jesus has our best interest at heart. We must trust Him, people. We must give Him time. We must give Him praises. We must worship Him. That's all He asks. He asks that we love. We ask that we love Him. Love others like He will love us. Do unto others as we will want them to do unto us. It's not that hard. It's not that hard to have faith in God for something, not just that we want, but, you know, something that we need in life. So my spoken word to you today is, when you find yourself in certain situations, don't worry, don't fret, don't get stressed out. We must pray, we must have faith, and we must trust God. God has our best interest at heart, and He is the only one that has the ability, the knowledge, and the power to completely fix. So I say to you that God loves you, and so do I. So until next time, my folks, you be blessed.